56. Big heat can produce big storms at times. We'll be watching the radar as some scattered showers and storms develop this afternoon, some of which could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any watches or warnings for your location. For tomorrow, dangerous heat with heat index 106 or higher, scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance, and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Families at Maxwell Air Force Base now have the option to send their children to Pike Road schools. Usually, the students are zoned for Montgomery Public Schools, but a new hardship clause now makes Pike Road an option. Days after we reported on trash issues at a Montgomery apartment complex, all of the trash has been cleaned up. Earlier this week, residents at Garden Grove Apartments told us that the trash had been piling up for weeks. We checked, and as of Wednesday, it was all cleaned up. And Prattville's Best Buy will be closing in October. A spokesperson tells us this comes after the decision to move Montgomery's Best Buy from Eastern Boulevard to a new development called East Chase Venue. The company hopes to relocate Prattville employees to the Montgomery store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The world is a vampire.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 6 minutes till the top of the hour. Or 6 minutes after the top of the hour, excuse me. Our station engineer came up during the break to remind us that a piano also has 88 keys, and there are more white ones than black ones. So there's something to this. Dale Earnhardt, piano, flux capacitor, August 8th. Today's August 8th. I didn't even realize that. So is it today the day that... Something's supposed to happen?
Well, I mean, the flags were at half mast till today.
Actually, I think Matt Hart's getting deposed today.
Oh.
Did I say that out loud? I probably shouldn't have.
Baron.
Huh?
Matt Hart.
Yeah. It's eight letters.
Right. Deposition.
D-E-P-O.
Oh, my God!
I-T-I-O.
Won't you see it, man?
Kind of everywhere. I'm sorry, that last segment wrecked me.
Yeah, if you don't like this bit, I'm not going to tell you to turn turn your receiver off. I'm just going to say that you're going to get a lot of it today.
CDC has shut down military lab in Maryland, saying that Ebola and plague may be getting out through the wastewater. Ebola and plague may be getting out through the wastewater, along with other horrifying germs. I've actually been to this place. This is Fort Detrick, Maryland.
Yeah, I've been there too.
I had to depose, I'm not going to say her name, but a GS-15 PhD at this site who was over HIV testing. I had to depose her at this place, Fort Detrick, Maryland. This is the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases. If you have ever served in military service, National Guard, Army, Navy, whatever, your blood is stored at this place, which is kind of terrifying, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've seen where it's stored. It's deep, frosty stored. And if they ever get a false reading or whatever, they can go back and retest your blood. You know that? Every service member's blood is on file somewhere? Mm-hmm. Kind of weird, right? And why would they want to do that? Anyway, that's not what this article's about. The laboratory at Fort Detrick has been sent a cease and desist order by the CDC after a second inspection showed sloppy handling of deadly germs and viruses. The CDC inspected the Military Research Institute in June. They found several areas of concern in SOPs. And they sent a cease and desist letter in July. At this time, quote, no infectious pathogens or disease-causing material have been found outside of authorized areas, but they closed it nevertheless due to national security reasons. So what did they do wrong? This is a pretty nasty place, by the way.
Yeah, for real.
They study some really bonkers things. But they failed an inspection by the Federal Select Agent Program. It oversees possession, use, and transfer of biological select agents and toxins that could pose a severe threat to public animal or plant health. And the spokesperson wrote in an email that the program doesn't comment directly on what happened. But it was due to multiple causes, including failure to follow local procedures, a lack of periodic recertification training for workers. The wastewater decontamination system also failed to meet standards.
Yeah.
That's the scary
part. Yeah, and then also, like, leaking Ebola and plague into the water.
Could. Ebola, Dave.
Right, not lithium. Not even lead.
I'd rather have lead than Ebola.
I mean, sure. One just takes a little bit longer.
Well, listen, if you get Ebola and survive, you're basically a Marvel superhero.
Right.
You can just stroll right into an Ebola zone. Doesn't bother you. You know, push women and children out of the way. Excuse me. Like Jesus. People walk in there and be like, I can't get sick. I can't get Ebola. So that's what's going on. Problem started with the flood in 2018. Yada, yada. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but your government, ladies and gentlemen. Think of how incompetent government is on a daily basis. Now think, they have our nuclear weapons and our Ebola.
Yeah.
Hey, well, the other thing, too, what the hell are we doing with Ebola over here anyway? Can't we study it over there? In case it gets out in the wastewater? I don't want it in Bethesda or Frederick.
Let's bring it, right close to the seat of government here. The 5 million-person metro area.
How many people are within a 5-hour drive of Frederick, Maryland?
Everyone.
I mean, probably 2/3 of the country.
Yeah, like 100 million people.
Yeah, probably. So we're going to take it there. We're not going to put it out in Nevada. Wyoming. Don't want to get moose Ebola. That'd be weird. Hey, John, what's wrong with that moose? Bleeding from the eyes. The wastewater must be linking. Armed men in Mexico steal $2.5 million in gold coins from Mexico's mint. This seems like an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico's federal mint headquarters looted yesterday during the day. Armed thieves making off with invaluable items, including gold coins from a vault. Each one of these gold coins is worth $1,600. $1,610. One guy put enough of them in a backpack that it was worth $2.5 million. And not only that, gold went up 2.2% yesterday. He picked the right day to rob a mint. Gold is over $1,500.
And that guy just got a lot of it.
That is stupid. Well, I own a bunch of gold. Not bunch. I put some of my retirement in gold a little bit ago.
Yeah.
When it looked like inflation was getting a little out of control. How do you check stocks?
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to look here. Oh, yeah. It's up 4%.
There you go.
How about that? Your iPhone can do anything.
It can.
Why would anyone get a Samsung phone or a Windows phone or one of these stupid phones that causes group text to have green bubbles and me not be able to like stuff?
Seriously.
You know what I mean? If you have a phone with a green bubble, don't group text me. You can text me individually, but don't get on some group deal. Don't start a group of seven people. I'm going to opt out. I'm getting out of that one. I don't want it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Oh, guess who might have dropped out of the presidential race one day after getting lambasted by August 8 over there? Beto O'Rourke.
He's out?
Maybe. Maybe.
What?
Maybe. Told reporters he's not going to the Iowa State Fair this weekend. Every presidential candidate on the planet goes to the Iowa State
Fair. Right, I mean, you have to go to the Iowa State Fair.
You got to get a pig ear. You got to get some fried corn on a stick with mayonnaise on it.
Some fried Coke.
Go on.
They do fried.
Hold on,
like
stop.
Coca-Cola.
That's, never mind. Where do you get that?
Fried Snickers. Fried brownies.
I just want that fried ear of corn with the mayonnaise and cheese powder smothered all over it.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
That is fire. You know what they probably have at the Iowa State Fair? I would guess. Fried pork sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Which you can't get in Alabama anywhere.
No?
You can get it at Culver's down in Gulf Shores.
Oh.
But it's not as good as, like a real one. O'Rourke had been scheduled to appear Friday at the Des Moines Register, which gives all major presidential candidates a platform for 20 minutes at each state fair. O'Rourke said he's not thinking about politics right now. Here's what he said about President Trump after President Trump totally dismantled him yesterday on Twitter. He said the following: "This cannot be open for debate. The president is a white nationalist, as you as well as I have responsibility to call that out, to make sure the American people understand that's what's being done in their name. He doesn't even pretend to respect our differences or to understand we're all created equal." He's saying some people are inherently defective or dangerous. When is he saying this? The president of the United States, when is the president saying this? When's the president ever one time hinted at this?
Somewhere near the Heil Hitler part.
Let's be very clear about what is causing this and who the president is. He's an avowed racist, and he's encouraging more racism in this country. Give me an example. It's one thing for you to say it. Give me an example.
August 8th, Barron. It's right there. It's right there in the tweet.
Next thing you know, you play it. And he's playing the computer. He's playing the piano.
If you don't want to see it, then I can't open your eyes, you know. Sorry.
Give me an example. Everybody, they keep saying it. Oh, he doesn't believe this. He's an avowed racist. Give me an example. He wasn't done then. He said, the president's not been shy. He's been saying this behind closed doors. This is out in the open.
Oh.
All people of one religion, inherently defective, should be banned from the shores of this country. The only modern Western democracy that said anything close to this is Nazi Germany. Third Reich.
Well.
Then he went on to Beto. Apparently he's not going for the hardcore Republican vote. He said, Jesus Christ, of course he's racist. Is he calling Jesus Christ racist?
Whoa.
That's a hot take.
It is a hot take.
I'm assuming he was using Jesus Christ as an exclamation.
Pejorative, yeah.
Well, Jesus Christ, of course he's racist. He's been racist from day one, O'Rourke said. He's trafficked in this stuff from the very beginning. Because the Muslim man, you know whites can be Muslims, right? You knew that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
You could be Muslim.
Oh, okay.
You might be a little tall, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of Muslims are shorter than you.
And they got a height requirement?
Well, not a requirement, but a maximum.
Must be this tall, can't be taller than this.
That's right. You got to be between like 5'4 and 6'5.
So it's like an amusement park?
Yeah, sort of. Except you blow up at the end.
Oh!
He said he's open to a mandatory gun buyback program. And then Trump said the following. Beto, phony name to indicate Hispanic heritage. O'Rourke, who's embarrassed by my last visit to the great state of Texas, where I trounced him, and is now even more embarrassed by polling at 1% in the Democratic primary, should respect the victims and law enforcement and be quiet. Trump's wrong. Beto is not at 1%. He's at 2.5%. At 2.5%. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, they're at 100%. Voted by the Montgomery Advertiser now, another publication. Best pizza place in Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the best pizza place in Montgomery, according to the Advertiser. AL.com goes a step farther and says, best pizza place in all of Central Alabama. A travel magazine comes to Alabama and says, whoa, you guys are crazy. It's the best pizza in the entire state of Alabama. I couldn't agree more. I love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The two locations. The High Point Shopping Center up there in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations. You can buy one of them. 16 beers on tap. And they got that private dining room. You can go in there and rent the private. You don't even rent it. You just reserve it. Reserve the private dining room and have a little group over there. They can cater, take care of your workplace. Whatever you do, make Midtown Pizza Kitchen a part of it. It's 19 after. Say it aloud. Use that evidence. Race it around. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. There goes my hero.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 21 after.
There was light in the room. Then you left and it was through. Then the frost.
Let's see here. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. It's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. I do need to tell everybody real quickly before we get too far afield about my man, Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson's phenomenal, by the way. Bo Goodson is absolutely phenomenal at what he does. And he really does everything associated with real estate. He teaches real estate classes, as he's been doing for more than 35 years. He's the best. The best in Montgomery, bar none, hands down. He helps you sell your real estate. So if you call Bo Goodson at 551-0225, he's going to help you not just list it, not just put a sign out front, but actually sell the property. And the other thing he'll do is he'll help you buy your property. You need a buyer's agent on your side. Don't just trust the seller's agent. Now, if Bo Goodson's a seller's agent, you can trust him. But you also need a buyer. He'll probably recommend get a buyer's agent on your side. That way you have someone fighting in your corner that's trying to do the best he or she can do to give you the best deal imaginable. Bo Goodson does all that. Plus, if you have an investment property, he can help you manage it. Bo Goodson Real Estate, thegoodsongroup.com, if you want to check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com, 551-0225, 551-0225. Give Bo Goodson a call. When you think real estate in the River Region, you think Bo Goodson. I got a Jeffrey Epstein update. You know what's going to happen now that we've gotten these? Someone texted me this the other day. Now that we've gotten these two mass shootings and Trump and the can now they're gonna kill Epstein.
Yeah.
Well, no one's looking, they're gonna kill Epstein.
Well, duh.
Leslie Wexner, billionaire Victoria's
yeah,
Secret owner,
funny.
Says that Jeffrey Epstein stole $46 million from him.
That's like the one dude that was his client, right?
The only client that anyone actually knows of.
Right.
The L Brands founder revealed in a Wednesday letter to the Wexner Foundation that the missing funds were uncovered after a 2007 falling out he had with the pedophile financier following allegations involving the sexual abuse of underage girls.
Oh, was that before or after he gave him that townhouse, that $50 million townhouse?
Was it before or after he let Epstein be the casting couch for whether or not you became a Victoria's Secret model?
Yeah.
He said, we discovered he had vast sums of misappropriated money from me and my family. This was, frankly, a tremendous shock, even though it clearly pales in comparison to the unthinkable allegations against him now. I don't believe him. I'll tell you right now, I don't believe him.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't believe he misappropriated. I think he told Epstein, here's $46 million.
There is no way that if that dude stole $46 million in 2007 that he would still be out.
Right. He would have gone to the police and said the guy stole $46 million.
I mean, unless he has so much on this Wexner guy.
That's what
I mean, unless he has, like, true, like, that guy, like, in a snuff film.
Yeah. For $46 million, though, I think even in the snuff film, I'd be like, yeah, that's me. Give my $46 million back.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. If I had a billion.
You'd pay 5% to cover up a snuff film?
Well, I mean, you're going to go to jail for that, for, like, life.
Yeah, you go to France. You go to France with your billion. You live in Monaco.
I guess so, yeah.
You know what I mean? You live on the Riviera. Go to Nice.
But let's just say that this, flies in the face of anything that's true. I mean, like, that doesn't happen. You don't steal $46 million from somebody and get away with it.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so.
I mean, look, even if it's me, even if the cops are like, I don't care, like, well, you know where the guy lives because you gave him the house.
Right. Go get it. Go get your $46
million. Yeah. Or,
as soon as I read this story, I thought, he didn't steal $46 million. There's no way.
I mean, you know how mad that dude was this morning in the carpool line?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, multiply that by $46 million bucks. If I'm old Leslie Wexner over here, like, Jeff Epstein is in a heap of...
This guy in the carpool line at Blount Elementary School this morning shot at a man and his child for cutting in line or not using a blinker or something.
Well...
Wexner's story is Epstein stole $46 million. He was like, eh.
46 M's. Not 46K.
46 MM. Yeah. Capital M's. Not thousands. Millions. I don't know about all this. I don't believe it. I think Wexner looks like it. I mean, look at that picture. He looks like an evil villain in a Hollywood movie. Doesn't he look like the guy leading the porno ring?
Yeah, he's a ghoul.
You look that way when you got a conscience like that. It weighs on you after a time.
Right.
I look at Bill Clinton.
Right.
Bill Clinton looked like he just woke up out of the grave from 7 years ago. Face all sunk in and purple and white. Gin blossoms covering his face. I don't know. I don't believe it. I think we're starting to get an idea of how Epstein amassed his fortune.
Right.
Here, Epstein. I mean, here, Wexner, diddle this little girl over here. Oh, I got $46 million here I'd like to have. Friday. Oh, okay, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
You can take yourself, knock yourself out. I don't know why he sounds like Bill Clinton in my mind. Trump supporters cleaned up tons of trash in Baltimore. Trump supporter Scott Pressler, after the public spat between Donald Trump and Representative Elijah Cummings, wanted to do something positive. He gathered between 200 and 300 people to clean up trash, cut lawns, make things look better. He posted before and after photos. They are remarkable. The fact that Baltimore, a once proud city, once the second most popular city in America, by the way, popular city in America after New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why either. Baltimore sucks. I guess they like crabs or something.
I mean, now.
I mean, the weather sucks. Why would you go to... Okay. Say it's 1790 or 1810. To get from New York City to Baltimore is like a three-month journey.
Yeah.
You got to fight dysentery and Indians. Why are you doing this? Just stay in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go past Philly, which is a nice city. Plenty popular. Why would you go all the way down to Baltimore?
It's hilarious that we're now considering Philly a nice city and Baltimore not, but, you know.
You disagree?
I think now, probably. I mean, having been to both, I think Baltimore's fine. There's sections of Baltimore you don't want to go to.
There's sections of Philly you don't want to go to.
Sections of Montgomery you don't want to go to.
I told you about my Philly story, right? When I thought I'll just take a shortcut to the Braves game.
Yes, because we've both done this.
Scariest moment of my life to date, no questions asked. I honest to God thought I would not live past that date. I don't know what day it was. I need to find out what day Chipper Jones got hit by a pitch and didn't play.
Guys,
it was August 8th. Probably was about August 8th, believe it or not. Because it was summer.
It's a magical date, Baron, where everything happens.
I hadn't even considered that. We get in a traffic jam. The Braves game is... The Philly Stadium is like 2 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic jam. 676 completely locked up. Wife and I were in the car, and I said, this is before cell phones. I got out the old Atlas. This is 2004. I got out the Atlas. I said, we could just cut right here. There's a road that goes right here, right to the stadium. Why is no one getting off? Who are these people that are so stupid they wouldn't get off this road and take it to the stadium? It goes right to it. So I did. Got off the interstate, got on the road, and I realized I honest to God didn't think we were going to live. Thousands of people all over the streets, walking around, looking in our car like, why is a young white couple driving through this neighborhood? I got the gun out of under my seat. I put it on my lap, finger on the trigger, no trigger discipline, and told her, I got 14 shots, 12 of them for us, 2 of them for you and me. I'm not letting them take us alive.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, and we made it, but I have no idea how. Any moment, one of them could have been like, all right, let's get them. And our life was over. It's not like they weren't looking hard. Not like they weren't looking hard. But anyway, they cleaned up Baltimore, and it looks really good before and after. Unfortunately, the Baltimore Sun threw a hissy fit about it. I mean, an absolute hissy fit. Trump fans can't even do nice things for lower class neighborhoods anymore.
Well, and the funny thing about it is that the Baltimore Sun is like one of the places that you can document like Baltimore's trajectory of downfall.
Here's the way the Sun put it, and it made for good photos, compelling videos, and catchy Twitter hashtags. A group of conservatives rolled up their pickup trucks into one of West Baltimore's most impoverished neighborhoods Monday for a cleanup day. Loaded down with trash bags and shovels, they cleared alleyways of old tires, food containers, paper, and other debris. They pulled up weeds and cut away overgrown grass. The group posted before and after pictures on social media showing their progress. You would think the Baltimore Sun, of all people, would be like, this is fantastic. Community support. People from all over the city making sure all of the city looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be wrong. Here's how the Baltimore Sun continued. Whatever he says his motives were, we don't trust his stated motives. We know he says his motives were good, but we understand he's supporting a white supremacist mayor who lowers flags to half-staff on August 8th, who's been known to play a piano with 88 keys on it, who once rooted for Dale Earnhardt in the number 88 car, And who watched Back to the Future, where you go 88 miles per hour to go back in time before Jim Crow laws were repealed. Whatever he says his motives were. You can almost see the guy type. Whatever he says his motives were.
Right. Whatever he says his motives are.
Mr. Pressler's presence in the Baltimore community reinforces the tired image of our failing urban cores. That poor people in this dilapidated city can't take care of their own neighborhoods. And all the public officials around them have failed as well.
Well.
The bureaucratic all-talk Democrats strike again. If a crowd of volunteers could clean up 12 tons of trash in 12 hours, how incompetent and helpless must Baltimoreans be if they can't manage it in decades, right? Yeah, that was the message. It's actually very true. I look for these types of things to be started all over the country. I would join in on one of these in Montgomery because why shouldn't everybody in Montgomery have a clean place to live?
Correct.
Why wouldn't you spend a Saturday morning sometime in an impoverished neighborhood saying, you know what? You don't deserve to live in this trash. Let's give you a hand since you haven't done it yourself. You know what I do when I walk my dog? I pick up trash and I put it in my pocket. Paper straw, not paper straw, that straw papers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That get thrown out of windows, straws.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Hardee's cup. You know, that late night Natty Light that the kid is going back home and just didn't want the
I don't need this.
Doesn't want the Natty Light can in the car. He doesn't want the Natty Light can in the trash because then dad finds it. So he throws it out on the main drag of the neighborhood. Well, you pick it up. And I'm not the only one that does it because there's other trash out there that I see some days and is gone the next. Because when you live in an area, you take some semblance of pride in it and you pick up trash as you wander around the neighborhood. And if everybody does that, it stays pretty well cleaned up and pretty nice looking, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Then they make fun of Mr. Pressler. Well, I'm not going to continue with this story.
Yeah, that's dumb.
A dumb story. Why are you going to knock a guy for trying to make his neighborhood, make his city a little nicer? I don't understand that. 34 minutes after 11 o'clock. Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here with you. Just 26 minutes left to get in if you want to get in on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Seems like the only time people want to call is to explain what August 8th means. As soon as you express you don't know what that means, everyone's like, oh, I'll tell you.
You guys need to know.
We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
heat advisory in effect for today. I think the heat index later could get between 105 and 108, with the actual high temperature up to about 96. Big heat can produce big storms at times. We'll be watching the radar as some scattered showers and storms develop this afternoon, some of which could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any watches or warnings for your location. For tomorrow, dangerous heat with heat index 106 or higher, scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance, and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Minutes after 11 o'clock, 22 minutes before the Dan Moore Show kicks off. Got Dave Mowry in the studio, Dave and Barron here with you on a daily basis. From 9 to noon, so join us the whole 3 hours. It's like Montgomery, it's a paradise city, Dave.
Well, the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
The grass is green and the girls are pretty, and people shoot each other up in a carpool line at Blount Elementary School.
Hey, look, man, sometimes folks get, you know, they just get in your way.
I'm trapped in the chair of the city's gas chamber. While I'm here, I can't quite remember.
I mean,
I'd have another cigarette, but I can't breathe. New Look Decorating Center on Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. That's where you're going to find a fantastic organization. That's New Look Decorating, home of those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. You know when you put Benjamin Moore paints on your wall, it's different? You understand that?
That's right.
It's just different. It's a better paint. They use better minerals. Many of those paints are made right here in Alabama. They have a factory. The largest factory in Benjamin Moore paints is in Pell City, Alabama. It's a remarkable, remarkable paint. It's just better than other paints, period, end of story. There's no doubt about it. There's no question about it. You can't argue the point with me. I don't care what your paint guy says. Benjamin Moore is where it is. So go by there. Get a sample. You don't have to commit to the whole 20 gallons or whatever. Get a sample and check it out. Indoor, outdoor paints, whatever. They also have designers on staff that keep you from making mistakes. And your painting contractor. But remember, I don't paint. I hire paint. Your painting contractor can go to Benjamin Moore. Just tell them to go there. Get Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating. And they get their own entrance, their own accounts and all that. In and out, easy breezy, lemon squeezy, fresh and peasy or whatever. So get by there. Fresh and breezy. Get by there when you get a chance. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. Robert, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I would not, and I hope nobody else, ever vote for Bradley Lyons again. He is absolutely nothing. He does nothing, and I wouldn't even use him to get my dog out of the dog pound.
All right. Do you have an explanation for why you are so sour on Bradley Lyons?
Yes, I just said it, because he's done absolutely nothing.
Okay, well.
What was he supposed to do?
Something.
Other than paving his street.
Oh, he did pave his street. Well, he did something.
Well, street he did.
Yeah. Paving his street. Well, you must be on his side.
I don't even know who he is.
I'll say I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
I've never met the man.
I wouldn't know if I hit him with my car.
I don't.
Well,
yeah.
Most people in his district wouldn't either.
You are salty, Robert. Is something particular happened recently, or?
Well, he's just done nothing.
Well, I know, but why are you blowing up today? Is what I'm asking. Like you woke up this morning, you put on your best shirt, your best pants, and you said, "I'm going to call Big Boy Radio and I'm going to lay into Brantley Lyons." My question is, what prompted the call?
Well, Well, I was with my brother, and we were just talking about all the things that are not done in our district.
Oh, I got you. So you just got yourself all lathered up.
Potholes and everything else. And,
you know, if I was a city councilman, I would fill those potholes myself.
Well, you know what? At one of the mayoral forums, they had one of the, I think it was Elton Dean, made the statement that the potholes are not always the mayor's responsibility. He said it's up to your city councilman. And okay. Brantley Lyons is our city councilman, and he said he wasn't going to run this time, and he is. He just wants a little extra money. And if you ever pull it up on the internet and see what they do down there at the council meetings, it's a joke. It's a joke. They laugh, cutting up, having a ball. But I would not use him as an attorney.
Well, like I don't want to go after his attorney practice. I mean, the guy might be finding. Well, Robert, you've had your say. We appreciate it. Maybe some. Brantley Lyons fan will show up. I don't know anything about him. I do remember when he ran for the first time. But I don't know anything other than that about him.
No idea.
I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that, though. Might be a total...
Mm-hmm.
Might play the piano, you know what I mean? Play the piano is our new code. For, you know, 88.
Well,
88
you know.
Key. He might play the piano. Gary.
It's Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
How are you?
Yeah, you're in a tornado.
Being cashed in from Vietnam?
what's going on, Gary?
Did I hear a niner in there?
It's the day Duke's birthday, but it's the day President Nixon resigned.
Hold on. What did you say? Whose birthday was the day President Nixon resigned?
That's right. Today was whatever year it was. I can't remember the year. It was
today?
August 8th.
August 8th? That President Nixon?
Nixon resigned on this day.
How about that? What does that tell you, Dave? 45 years ago today, because it was in 74, right?
Signaling. Nixon knew what he was doing. He went out on August 8th for a reason.
You know, Watergate. What can I say? Might have been 88 doors they went through. I don't know that either. Anyway.
Thank you.
Driving down the road.
Awesome.
They used 88-minute tapes to record.
That's right.
They used 88 different lockpick sets to get into the Watergate Hotel.
Well, Baron, he's tanned, rusted, and ready. Now more than ever. Nixon's the one.
That was his slogan.
Oh, yeah.
Tanned, rusted, and ready.
Now more than ever.
49 states.
Yeah.
Only man in the history of the United States. How many people lived in the United States? Hundreds of millions?
Mm-hmm.
Billion, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Only man in the history of the United States to ever be elected twice vice president and twice president.
Wow.
Did you know that fact?
I mean, it makes sense. I didn't know it off the top of my head, but yeah, that makes sense.
Only one.
Kind of like Harold Ford was the, Gerald Ford was the only guy to serve as president without being elected as president or vice president.
Who?
Gerald Ford.
Oh, Gerald
Ford. The very next guy. Harold Ford.
I know. Who's the way Harold?
It's the way that he said.
Have you ever seen a picture of Gerald Ford in college?
Yeah.
Dude was a smoke show.
Oh, he's fine. He was a model.
He was a smoke show.
Yeah.
He looked like a Marvel superhero. Has that 1950s slick back haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, built well.
He's a football player. Michigan man, Baron.
But there's a lot of ugly football players, Dave.
I'm just saying he's a Michigan man, Baron.
Michigan. Like, you know who else played? We've covered this, actually. You know who else played football at Michigan who went on to be a famous national figure?
Charles Woodson.
Byron the Wizard White.
Oh, that's right.
Not Charles Woodson. He's not a national figure.
He's the only defensive guy to win the Heisman. It was rigged, but he won it.
Over, he won it over Peyton, right?
Yes, and it was one of those things where they kept talking about how, like, that was the year they were like, oh, a defensive player could never win it. And so then he played, you know, he went both ways. And I know y'all are all going to be surprised, but I have a way to, you know, turn this into a Georgia thing. The next year, Champ Bailey, who was just put in the Hall of Fame, had better offensive and defensive stats. We just didn't go undefeated.
How about that?
Just saying.
I didn't know all that.
I'm on to you, Chuck.
Charles Woodson. I'm on to you, 24. Wasn't he 24?
I thought he was 88.
That was Michael Irvin and the Klan. Michael Irvin had a Klan hood under that helmet.
That joke's just going to keep on giving, man. It's so good.
I don't hate it. U2's only good album, Joshua Tree. Everything else they put out is filth and trash. 14 till. I hear God, highest mountain.
store by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick in the High Point Town Center in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb, feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 9 minutes till top of the hour. Apparently, there's going to be a new disclaimer going on News and Views. I just want to let everybody know when you tune in tomorrow and hear a disclaimer, the FCC has updated their disclaimer requirements.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The new disclaimer, I just don't want anyone freaked out when they hear it. Because, you know, some say this is paid programming. News and Views is going to have a special disclaimer due to some things that I've said on the air. I just want to go ahead and get it all out there. The views and opinions of Baron Coleman are filth and trash and do not represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting and especially J. Scott.
Well?
I'm just telling you.
Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
I do apologize to you, you two heads out there. What do they call you two fans? You got like parrot heads or Buffett people, dead heads or dead fans. What are you two heads? Two heads?
You two fans?
You got a bunch of two heads out here. Call them Janice. That's two faces on one head. 8 minutes till the top of the hour. News and Views continues. 8 minutes till the Dan Morris Show. If you want to get in on this last segment here, you can call us on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline at 272-9228. Jenkins Tire and Auto, downtown, one block off of Madison. One block off of Madison. It's that easy. Talk about convenient. Think of all the people that work downtown. And think of them driving all over the river region, dropping their car off over here, trying to catch a ride over there, Ubering around. Guys, just take it to Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're going to get you to work. Jenkins Tire and Auto is going to get you to work. And while your car's there, you know it's in the hand of experienced technicians, ASE-certified mechanics, diesel mechanics. They've got all the equipment that all the major places have, and you don't pay the major places' prices. So go to Jenkins Tire and Auto. You're going to fall in love with Mike Jenkins. You're going to fall in love with the people over there, and you're going to know the same people each time because people have been with them forever.
Forever.
At some point, they're going to retire, but they hadn't yet. So, I don't know. Anyway, Jenkins Tire and Auto, corner of Perry and Jefferson, downtown, one block off of Madison. So while you're down there, drop off your rig. This Joseph Misfood story, I've not mentioned a lot of it lately. John Solomon's been following it.
Who shot who in the what now?
Joseph Misfood.
Oh, yeah?
He is the Malthusian professor who got in touch with one George Papadopoulos. Trey Gowdy the other day said, if the Misfood transcripts become public, it will become clear that they weren't targeting Russian interference at all, that the Obama administration was targeting Trump's campaign and trying to take it out.
Hmm.
John Solomon has been following that lead and is now reporting, as of yesterday, an audio tape exists. And on that audio, this must be what Gowdy was talking about. On the audio tape, Joseph Misfood, the mysterious Malthusian professor.
What is a Malthusian professor?
Isn't he from Malta?
That's what they call people from Malta?
I think so, Malthusians.
Malthusians?
What do you call them?
Maltese?
Oh, I thought they were Malthusians.
They might be, but I mean, I would have called them Maltese.
No, I like Malthusians better.
I do too.
Sounds science fiction.
I thought that
they're from the land of Malthusia.
I thought that you were using that as like that's what he's a professor of, like he's a professor of Malthusian economics or something.
Now, Malthusianism is the idea that population growth is potentially exponential.
Yeah, see?
While the growth of the food supply is linear, which means we're all going to die.
Correct.
Well, that's terrible.
On a long enough timeline, everybody.
I'm calling it Malthusian.
Everybody's lifeline.
Malthusian. Malthusian.
Maltese.
Regardless, he's from Malta.
So he's got a falcon.
Well, everybody in Malta has a falcon.
Legally obligated, right?
An audio tape exists of Misfood's deposition, and U.S. Attorney John Durham has a copy, as well as the Senate Judiciary Committee. And here is what John Solomon can say about this tape. I can report absolutely that the Durham investigators have now obtained an audio tape deposition of Misfood, where he describes his work, why he targeted George Papadopoulos, who directed him to do that, what directions he was given, and why he set that entire process of introducing Papadopoulos to Russia in motion in March 2016, which really is the flashpoint that started this whole Russian collusion narrative.
No collusion.
Now, keep in mind, if the Obama administration has their way, it wasn't until June or July of 2016 that the Russian investigation got kicked off.
Mm.
Now we're learning it was actually potentially in March, and it was a setup from the beginning using Misfood
and his Malthusian technologies.
I don't know, man. He seems to be the key that's going to unlock this whole thing. Papadopoulos.
Hmm.
And Joseph Misfood's deposition. It exists. I don't believe John Solomon has not been wrong yet. He's the one person you should read every single day if you want to be an informed American on this issue. When John Solomon puts out a story on the Russian narrative, on Spygate, on Trump, on Russia, on Papadopoulos, on Misfood, when John Solomon puts something out, you read it. in the Hill. If you don't read John Solomon, if you're not familiar with John Solomon's work, you cannot be expected to be up to speed on this issue. You're going to be ill-informed. But here's the question I have. It's a question a lot of you probably have. So, you know, how does Solomon get all this stuff? Why is he the only one pursuing this story? Why is John Solomon of the Hill the only person pursuing this story?
My guess would be that he has a good source who doesn't trust anybody else, and he prints the stuff so they go to him. Usually it's that simple.
If Mifsud was an FBI asset sent to trap Papadopoulos, there's not a single real Russian agent anywhere in the Trump-Russian narrative. If that can be proven, if Mifsud was a trap from the beginning, the Russian narrative collapses. You won't find a single real Russian anywhere except spending 10 grand on Facebook. Think of the implications for the FBI under James Comey. That means the FBI under James Comey engaged in an operation to entrap people on the Trump campaign. That the Russian agents were in fact fakes. And it was the FBI making fake offers of Russian help to the Trump campaign. Think of the implications of that for the news for the last 3 years. Think of that for the implication of liberalism. And my friends, think of that for the implication of the Trump 2020 election campaign. It's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. I'm just telling you ahead of time so that when it finally comes out, you guys will go, oh, I knew about that. I listen to News and Views.
You know what they're going to say.
What?
Barron broke that back on August 8th.
It took him 88 seconds to cover it. Dave was playing the piano in the background.
Ding, 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 ding.
And they were watching Back to the Future. We'll be back. 21 hours, Dave?
21 hours.